From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Green. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County Transit has announced an expansion of service into Columbia County. Warren Hart, the director of Green County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning, said the new route will start in the village of Catskill, making stops at Columbia Green Community College, Columbia Memorial Hospital, and the Hudson Amtrak Station on South Front Street before returning to the village. ARC Transportation Director Sandra Coza said the service would run Monday through Friday with loops at 6, 7, 8:15, and 9:15 a.m. and at 3, 4, 5:15, 6, and 7:15 p.m. The fare for the new route will be $3, she said. Hart said the projected expenses for the expanded route, which includes the buses, drivers, salaries, fuel, and maintenance, total $150,000. In June, Greene County received state and federal funding totaling more than $750,000 for rural public transportation projects. A public meeting will be held 6 p.m. August 18th at the ARC of Ulster Green office, 311 West Bridge Street in Catskill, for residents to offer comments on the new service. The Greene County Transit System is operated by the ARC of Ulster Green under a contract with Greene County. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Legislature will vote August 14th on a local law that would shift the majority of appointments to the five-member Board of Ethics from the county executive to county lawmakers. Under the proposal, the legislature chairman, majority leader, and minority leader would each have the authority to appoint one member to the board. Those appointments would be subject to confirmation by the full legislature. The county executive would have the authority to appoint two members to the board. Currently, the county executive appoints all five members to the board, but the county legislature must confirm those appointments. Ulster County Deputy Executive Ken Cronell said if the law is passed by the legislature and approved by voters, Ulster County would become the second county in the state to deviate from the requirements of New York State General Municipal Law that provide for the appointments to be made by the county executive. Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk said the change would provide, and I quote, more points of view, end quote, on the Board of Ethics. Opponents questioned the motivation of the sponsors of the measure and said the change puts the county in violation of state law. Tom Cadgen, a member of the Ulster County chapter of the League of Women Voters, said that organization would actively oppose the change. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is also reporting a case of the rare tick-borne Powassan virus has been confirmed in a Dutchess County resident, according to that county's Department of Behavioral and Community Health. The department said in a press release that the resident contracted the virus in the late spring and is currently recovering at home. Powassan virus can cause symptoms ranging from a mild flu-like illness to life-threatening neurologic disease. While the virus is a known risk from tick bites, it is more rare than other tick-borne infections like Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, and babesiosis. There have been a total of 30 cases of Powassan diagnosed in New York State since 2007, and seven of those cases were found in Dutchess County. Best practices to prevent tick bites include walking in the center of clear, well-traveled trails and avoid wandering through dense woods or brush, wearing light-colored clothes so ticks can be easily spotted, and using insect repellents containing the active ingredients DEET, Picaridin, or IR-3535. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Vivian Wang is reporting for the New York Times. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has agreed to a televised debate with Democratic challenger Cynthia Nixon on August 29th, 2 weeks before the primary election on September 13th. Nixon has been challenging Cuomo to a debate since May, when she accepted an invitation from WABC and has made mocking Cuomo's non-commitment to a debate a theme of her gubernatorial campaign. The announcement offered little detail on what prompted Cuomo's acceptance of the invitation from WCBS, but Nixon's campaign quickly seized upon it to accuse the governor of trying to rig the debate in his own favor, saying the governor's campaign negotiated the format and details with CBS in advance without consulting the Nixon campaign. The debate will take place at Hofstra University and last 1 hour before an audience of 150 people. The network has proposed Marcia Kramer, a political correspondent, and Maurice Dubois, an anchor, as moderators. A spokeswoman for CBS said, and I quote, "Ultimately, it's up to the campaigns to agree on a format and other details. We hope both sides quickly find common ground so we can move forward," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.